Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Kent Graham in our operations area. It is now 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. We have the brand new advisory out. Let's get the latest information on the Hurricane Delta. The wind 105 miles an hour, movement north-northeast at 15 miles an hour. The pressure stayed the same, 966 millibars. We are now 35 miles south of Cameron, Louisiana. So we're getting really close to the coastline here. And actually, the northern part of that eye wall where we see this, that intense damaging hurricane force winds has made it to Louisiana. So a dangerous situation with those hurricane force winds already making it onto land. The center itself still offshore, still a little ways to go. You can see it right there kind of opening up. You can see it in the last couple radar images where you had the convection, you know, looking back 2-3 hours ago right around the center. You can see it's fairly opening up, but you can still see the wind. So just because it doesn't have that typical look, there's still hurricane force winds in this area. So you can see some of the rain bands setting up. We've been talking about that for the last couple days. Even well away from the storm, you can see some of these rain bands set up, and you can see water spouts and tornadoes in some of that area. Let's look at this brand new forecast. This was just issued a few minutes ago. Just a large wind field. We've been talking about how a good 150, 160 miles away from that center, you can see some of those tropical storm force winds. And that's why we have those tropical storm force warnings on either side of that hurricane force, the hurricane warning there. So a lot of folks going to see some heavy rainfall. You put that wind on top of it, you could knock down trees, you can have power issues and power outages. And that's going to look at the timing here. So we're looking real close. Next few hours, we'll make landfall. And then with time moving north, still a tropical storm by the time you get to areas around Alexandria and central portions of Louisiana. So with that rainfall and that wind, definitely a dangerous travel situation for anyone along I-49. So as we go forward with time, the storm getting into Mississippi still is a storm, and that's Saturday afternoon. So you can see the movement here, and we're getting real close to the coastline, and we can see some of those impacts with time. And really looking at some of these winds, and I really wanted to share this because you can see just the expanse. You can see from southeast Louisiana all the way over to east Texas, potentially seeing some of those tropical storm force winds. And a few other graphics I definitely wanted to show, and that's why we have that hurricane warning, not just for the coast, but stretching well up into central portions of Louisiana to Alexandria, and that does encompass that I-49 corridor. We do watch the water, some of the water levels coming up. We look at freshwater canal locks. You start looking at, we've been talking about Vermilion Bay and how the water's gonna get channeled up in there. Look at this water. We've already seen over 5 foot of storm surge. This is where we're supposed to be at this location. This is where we are. So that's just a lot of water. That's that storm surge that we've been talking about. And that's why those calculations have been for dangerous, life-threatening storm surge in many of these areas. Holly Beach over to the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 5 to 8 foot of storm surge, but 7 to 11, Vermilion Bay from the refuge over to Morgan City, just a dangerous amount of storm surge. So that's the latest information, the brand new advisory from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Delta.